This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're getting word that an aircraft temporarily flew into restricted airspace around the RNC in Milwaukee late yesterday. The North American Aerospace Defense Command dispatched an F-35 fighter jet to check it out. The jet found the craft in question and safely escorted it out of the area. Republicans hope J.D. Vance helps the party make gains with young adults starting out in life. State Representative Nick Redinger is 33. He says young adults are feeling more welcome in the GOP.
Because for a very, very long time, a lot of folks were like decades older than them. And so I think the Republican Party becoming younger and younger is absolutely to our advantage, and really, really excited about the direction we're taking.
Redinger says Republicans have better solutions to the problems young adults face. Voters say they want to feel more united again, but one expert says Americans haven't shown they're ready to settle their differences.
We're at a state right now that even the word democracy means different things clearly, right, to different sets of Americans.
Mindy Romero is with the Center for Inclusive Democracy at the University of Southern California. Governor Evers' administration is joining an ongoing lawsuit that seeks to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. It's one of two reproductive rights cases before the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call says the government shouldn't control personal health decisions. A court hearing in Texas for Travis King of Racine was delayed this week. King's lawyers are hammering out a plea deal with military prosecutors on 8 charges, including desertion. King was released from a South Korean detention center last July after running into the demilitarized zone. King was finally sent back to U.S. custody in September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. An Eau Claire man has been convicted of wire fraud after submitting false information to obtain semi-trucks for his business. According to the Office of the U.S. Attorney, 45-year-old Robert Carter was convicted following a 2-day federal trial. The jury found that Carter submitted false financial statements and a false wire transfer receipt, as well as falsely claiming that he had a multi-million dollar trust. Carter is scheduled to be sentenced on the 2 fraud counts in October and is facing a maximum of 20 years in prison on each count. Construction crews have officially begun demolition work on the Zorn Arena at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. According to a WEAU report, crews began tearing out the floor of the arena on Wednesday with plans to use parts of the floor as decorations in the new Sonnentag Center. Earlier this week, university officials announced that the Sonnentag Center's new weight room was officially open for students only for the near future, and that fitness classes were open to students and the public. Local officials shared warnings on Project 2025 at the Democratic Resource Center in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Here's State Representative Jody Emerson.
If you're of retirement age, there goes your Social Security. There goes your Medicare. If you know somebody, if you have a parent who is living on Social Security and Medicare, clean out your spare bedroom because they're going to be moving in if Project 2025 comes to fruition.
Northern Wisconsin State Fair officials have released the official attendance numbers from this year's event, which saw a notable decrease. According to a WEAU report, attendance at the fair dropped this year by about 10% from 123,000 last year to 110,000 this year. Officials say the high heat and overall local economy may have played a role in keeping families away from the fair this year, but attendance at their main stage events was more in line with their expectations. A local electrical workers union held a press conference on Tuesday to express their concerns on unions and clean energy in the state. According to a WEAU report, the IBEW expressed concerns that if elected again, former President Donald Trump would roll back union jobs and the clean energy economy in the state. State Representative Jody Emerson also attended the press conference and expressed her concerns that the Republican-controlled State Assembly and Senate aren't devoting enough money to renewable energy. Chippewa Valley Technical College played host to the 3rd Congressional District Democratic Primary Forum on Tuesday night. Here's Rebecca Cook on the topic of corporate PAC money.
We're running against somebody like Derek Van Orden, who is very happy to take special interest dollars. All of us here have taken a no corporate PAC pledge. So we're not going to let those corporations infiltrate what we're going to be doing for working families in Washington.
The primary vote will be held on August 13th. Chippewa Valley Technical College played host to the 3rd Congressional District Democratic Primary Forum on Tuesday night. Here's Eric Wilson on the topic of health care.
I'm the only one in this race that supports a Medicare for All system because if we don't have our health, what do we have? Not a lot. And we shouldn't have to make the decision of, do I go get my prescriptions or do I put food on my table?
The primary vote will be held on August 13th. Chippewa Valley Technical College played host to the 3rd Congressional Democratic Primary Forum on Tuesday night. Here's Katrina Shankland on the topic of the HSHS closures.
Especially as it relates to HSHS and Prevea, I think knowing that they only had to comply within a 90-day limit to warn folks locally in Chippewa Valley about the doors closing is a significant problem that we need to fix, and we need an all-of-government approach to do so.
The primary vote will be held on August 13th. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chris Middleton had surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clevins with sports. The Bucks' Chris Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both his ankles after a long season dealing with sprains he talked about in March.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we were heading towards after the injury.
A source telling The Athletic the 32-year-old Middleton is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the start of the season. The Bucks' summer league schedule continues tomorrow afternoon when they face the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas, tip-off time at 3 o'clock. NFL, Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to training camp in Green Bay to have their physical the rest of the players this weekend. In golf, Tiger Woods says he could barely sleep at all Saturday night. The 48-year-old Woods says he was shaken at the news of the assassination attempt made on Donald Trump's life. Woods received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump at the White House in 2019. Tiger making the comments after arriving in Scotland for the 152nd British Open this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Do you get mad when people don't take your calls? Denzel Washington wouldn't know anything about that. He recently called singer Lenny Kravitz in the middle of a concert, and Kravitz took the call. It may sound rude to audience members, but it really wasn't, as Kravitz put it on speaker and had the crowd say hi to Denzel, the man he calls his big brother. Kravitz also told Washington to say hello to Italy. There is no word on whether or not roaming charges applied. If you bought tickets to one of the upcoming Tenacious D shows, make sure you kept the receipt. The band is taking a knee after Kyle Gass made a comment that bandmate Jack Black did not approve of. Gass was presented with a birthday cake for his 64th birthday on stage and made a wish that was politically incendiary regarding the assassination attempt on former President Trump's life. Black says he does not condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form. Gass has apologized for the remark. Excited for the blockbusteriest blockbuster of the summer? If the early reviews are any indication, you won't be let down. Twisters is currently pulling in 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. Reviewers are praising not only the film's CGI, but also well-thought-out characters in the disaster film. I see a new box office champion this weekend move over Despicable Me 4. In big-time stars that need a reality check news, the New York Post reports that singer Adele says she has no desire to release an album anytime soon. The singer is under contract in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace and says she'll take a powder after her contract ends in November. Adele says she does not like being famous, but loves that she gets to make music all the time, even though she has no plans to make new music anytime soon. She says music was always a hobby that she just fell into. Adele says what she really wants to be is a TV script reader. $75 a script versus multi-millionaire performer. After a few months of that, she'll be running back to Vegas. Andy Samberg sat down for a chat with Kevin Hart on his Heart to Heart series on Peacock and revealed the reason he left Saturday Night Live. Samberg, who became known for his digital shorts, including the popular in a Box sketch, which also starred Justin Timberlake, told Hart that physically and emotionally he felt his life was falling apart. After leaving SNL, Samberg went on to do such films as Grown Ups 2 and Hot Rod and starred in 8 seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on NBC. In case you hadn't noticed, Netflix is slowly taking over the world. Variety reports that the network's latest acquisitions from other networks include Interview with the Vampire and various Walking Dead shows, including The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon, Walking Dead Dead City, The Walking Dead The Ones Who Live, and 11 seasons of The Actual Walking Dead, which will air ad-free. The deal is great for both platforms, especially AMC, which typically has 11.5 million viewers and now has access to all 270 million Netflix users. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and another really nice day. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, sunny 79 by Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.